how can them organisations out there help out families to get in to see people that are in prisons?
Well, I reckon, myself personally, I reckon they should allocate a driver, a couple of drivers, and to go around and find out who's in jail and do all that. I mean, look, we're all screaming at that we're an Aboriginal community, we're there for each other, but in reality, over the last 15 years that I've been around, we're losing it for each other, do you know what I mean? There's no love anymore. Yeah. And I've got to be honest with myself, a lot of you people won't like it. Well, you know, it's the truth, and bad luck.
I want to hear it.
And use people out there, like if there's a black death in custody, all yous are out there jumping up and down that I lost a father. But after all the hype's all gone, where are yous for us? Yous are not there for us, not one of yous. You know, and that's what really pains me in the heart, you know. I mean, look, a lot of people ain't going to like what I'm saying, and I don't really care because... I mean, when they look in their own hearts and their own minds and their own souls, it's a truth. Do you know what I mean? These people in these services, like, they all jump up and down about money and all this. Like, the old people in the old days, they never needed money, you know?
Exactly.
They went around and raised money to go out and do all this kind of stuff. Why can't our people do that and get buses and drive out to the jails, you know? So my nephews here and my people or throughout the prison system can have visits. Do you know what I mean? And that's what really hurts me. And what you're going on about housing to one of the nephew there before, and there's no opportunity for us, bros. Some boy said there before, you know, like, we only do a three-quarter of a circle, and that's true, you know, because we get out there, we rehabilitate ourselves.
There's no help there for you to carry it on out there, mate.
Exactly.
Where's the sharing and caring going in our communities?
Yeah, well, I won't say what I want to say about that, but, you know...
But it's not there anymore.
It's not there no more, no, no. And these people, and I'm very proud of our people that get into these positions, but they've got to remember, you know, that at the end of the day, they are grassroots, regardless of how big they become in organisations, do you know what I mean? And for them to fail us, well, they're only failing themselves.
It's something that I'll be taking up, whether it's at board meetings or on the air, mate. But I'll be pushing for this because I see how hard it is for families to get out to these places.
Exactly. It's our families that are suffering more than, you know, like we're suffering, fair enough, but we're in jail and we, you know, like, that's our responsibility of being in prison. But our families shouldn't have to suffer because of our mistakes, do you know what I mean? And our communities throughout all of Australia should be helping them, do you know what I mean? And what gave them... Or I'll just touch on the subject here, bros. When I was locked up over in Port Augusta a couple of years ago, they had a family day scheme, a family visit scheme, you know what I mean? And the bus would go around and pick up families, and like an old lady come and visit me, she didn't even know me, you know what I mean? And yet that was happening, and you know, I felt like I was part of the community. Here in Victoria, we don't even have that, you know? And like a lot of brothers here, you know, like we all got loved ones and all that here, and you know, like we care about them and all that. But personally, I believe that a lot of them feel segregated and separated from their own mob.